Thank you, Chair. Canada is honored to participate today as we mark 30 years since the adoption of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. This is an opportunity for states and regions to collectively reflect on progress, confront remaining challenges, and recommit to transformative solutions for achieving gender equality. This region has shown the world what empowering women and girls can do. This region has worked steadfastly to protect and promote human rights of women and girls. And as a result of these efforts, we are seeing progress across economic, political, cultural, and societal spheres. However, we cannot lose sight of the very real organized efforts, both in our region and around the world, to push back against gender equality. In Canada, though there remains work to be done, we are proud of the milestones achieved thus far. These include enhanced parental leave, establishing gender-based political cabinets, and introducing gender-responsive budgeting to ensure that policies and resources reduce inequalities. Canada is focused on closing the gender wage gap through pay equity legislation and supporting women's full, equal, and meaningful participation and leadership in decision-making roles. We have also developed the Canada-wide early learning and childcare system, which strengthens our labor market and supports the ability of parents, especially mothers, to enter, re-enter, or remain in the workforce. This review meeting is timely as it follows Canada's appearance last week before the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women. During this appearance, we reflected on progress to date in Canada and remaining challenges to work on to support all women and girls. Sexual and gender-based violence continues to be a major issue in our society. Among those facing disproportionate risk are Indigenous women and girls, LGBTQI+ individuals, and women and girls with disabilities. Canada is addressing these ongoing injustices through our National Action Plan to End Gender-Based Violence and by advancing reconciliation efforts with Indigenous communities. We remain deeply committed to working with partners to eliminate violence and discrimination against all women and girls. Internationally, Canada is committed to advancing gender equality through our feminist foreign policy and our feminist international assistance policy, where gender equality is recognized as the most effective approach to building a more peaceful and prosperous world. As part of our 10-year commitment to global health and rights, we are making transformative investments to support comprehensive sexual and reproductive health and rights for women and girls around the world so they can make decisions about their body, their life, and their future. As we look to the next 30 years and beyond, we reaffirm our commitment to the goals of the Beijing Declaration. Together with the other states of the ECE region, we will continue our efforts to move closer to a world where gender equality is a lived reality. Thank you.